Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
For some of us, because we're not going to be able to be with our loved ones, only with those we are quarantining with. And do we still love them after all this time? That is the question. Happy Hanukkah, by the way, to all friends that are celebrating Hanukkah. It goes through until the 18th. And, of course, Christmas people are scurrying around getting trees and still sending cards and doing all of that. I'm sure some people will gather together, but for goodness sake, be careful. The numbers are through the roof, and you just don't know. I have seen people close to me lose people, and it is devastating, shocking, and anything else that you could possibly weave into this conversation that is ugly and awful. Because you're not expecting it. They're not expecting it. They're healthy. Oh, no underlying conditions. Oh, young enough. Certainly not at that age where you have to be concerned. But everybody has to be concerned because of the masking up and distancing and other things that are being discovered. 293,000 people have died from COVID in the U.S. out of 15.7 million cases. Worldwide, 1.58 million deaths. Total cases there, 69.5 million. These numbers, by the way, are from John Hopkins. Once again, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. Not to bring you down and make you blue, but just make you face, I think, reality. It is all about your own choice. And I say that on this show. I started this show to have the conversation. I don't care what you label yourself, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, no labels, undecided, whatever it is. Changing your mind rapidly. Whatever your political bent or where you hail from, it doesn't matter. I have to say, I love this country. I'm proud to be an American. I've spent time in other countries. And I really, really can't wait to see how we all bounce back. And we will. We will all bounce back. And globally, we will all bounce back, my friends. Honestly, seeing what happened in the UK and with the beginnings of the vaccine, you know, I think was exciting to see. Yes, there are questions. Yes, this is fast. Yes, there were a couple of people with horrific asthma attacks, and they were taken care of and they were fine. But we are in the U.S. one step closer to where England is to the first COVID vaccine that may happen by Monday, because getting through those hurdles. And people are asking about the ingredients, and they're asking about the side effects, and they're asking about where they can get them. And the answer to that is, depends on the state, depends on what you're doing for a living, how old you are. All those things play into it, because there's only so many doses to go around. But this is big. Pfizer, Moderna, they've applied for that emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for their two-shot vaccine candidates. That's good. More are expected to apply in the upcoming months. And, you know, this is record time. So with the record time, there are legitimately some questions. With the record time, is how safe is it? And what, you know, even though it's getting stamped, normally it still, no matter what, would have taken a lot longer years for that to happen. So there was a 53-page report the FDA released summarizing the data from Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 candidate vaccine trial. and it supports earlier findings that it's safe and it'll prevent 95% of the people from becoming sick with COVID-19. 95% is a very good number. Of course, that means it's not 100%, but that is a very, very good number, my friends. Very, very good. Because normally, you would not see a number like that. You would not see it. No way. No how. So they're going to track doses. They're going to have regular deliveries. All of that's going to happen. Operation Warp Speed, the distribution process, and the report has details on how certain groups of people fared with a vaccine called BNT162B2. You're going to memorize that? I was looking at that today. What? Including people over 65 with pre-existing medical conditions like diabetes, people who are different ethnic backgrounds, all different ethnic backgrounds, and all of who appeared to be well protected as the general population. So one third of the participants met the definition of obesity, lower than the general population of the U.S., but still high. The average age of the participant, 51, they appear to be well or better protected than everyone else, countering the concern that the vaccine might not work as well in people who are older or have conditions that might make them more vulnerable to this serious disease. The report also noted the first vaccine dose is about 52% protective. It's the second one that boosts you all the way up to 95. What are the common side effects? Sore arm, fatigue, headache, other muscle aches, chills. About 28% of the people took pain meds after the first shot, 45% after the second shot. Oh, boy. Four people in the vaccinated group developed Bell's palsy. That's not great. A temporary weakness of muscles in the face that causes one side to droop or stiffen, but that may or may not have been caused by the vaccine is what the FDA is referring to, saying that the cases were non-serious in the end. Other serious adverse events reported in the groups, and they have to report everything. Two deaths among those who got the active vaccine and four among placebo recipients, but they say they were unlikely to be related to the vaccine. What the FDA report concluded, those 52-plus pages, it meets the agency's expectations. The frequency of non-fatal serious adverse events was low without meaningful imbalances between study arms. So there you have it. That's what we know right now. And the questions about how long will it last? Does it ensure that you won't get it again? And there's no way to say that. It's even if it seems unlikely, because there have been people, although they weren't vaccinated, that have gotten COVID after they had it once. But the one thing we know is people who are vaccinated can be pretty sure they don't develop COVID-19 themselves. But this is what's so strange. They could still pass it on to others without knowing they're infecting them. Which is, again, goes back to the protocols no matter what happens until we really get more of a handle on it, stamp it out, herd immunity, whatever it ultimately takes. Coming up, we're talking numbers on a new version of We Can Count.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
Let's start at a high note for this version of We Can Count. I read a great story today about a 74-year-old man who said business was going really, really well, and it's so good he didn't really want to tell anyone about it, but he wants to help people. So what is he doing? He pays for more than 100 families' utility bills. I love it. And these were families that were at the risk of having them shut off. So, yeah, he swooped in, and he's a Florida business owner who also knows what it's like because he was once down on his luck, so he decided to cover the 114 families that were facing disconnection. Michael Esmond's generosity happened when he paid for 36 households in his community of Gulf Breeze. He had Hurricane Sally, COVID, economic turmoil hitting the city, so he decided he was going to do more, saying everybody was slammed so hard by that. He donated over $7,000 to pay for the past due bills of 114, again, households. Wow. How great is that? They're going to send holiday cards notifying the residents that was paid for, and they don't have to worry. So he increased his donation. He helped people. He feels good. Business was good for him. He's the owner of Pools and Spas in Gulf Breeze. And he said, we had a very, very good year. I wanted to share what I have with the people who need it. Woohoo! Big shout out. That is amazing that he did that. It's great that he did that. Because how many people, those 114 families, how many of those people are just going to be just stunned by that? Just absolutely stunned. And the answer is a lot. A lot. This is a sad story about the New Hampshire House Speaker. He died from COVID-19. Dick Hinch is his name, and he was 71 years old. The late Republican speaker had been elected to the post December 2nd. He was the first elected to the chamber in 2008. He served as New Hampshire's House Republican leader from 2018 to 2020 and House Majority Leader from 2015 to 2018. And it's very, very sad. The chief medical examiner determined to make sure, because of making sure what the cause was, determined that it was from the coronavirus. So Governor Chris Sununu has directed that all flags on public buildings and grounds in the state are at half staff. And he said Hinch was a respected public servant. And we see his death comes as the virus rages on. He's among the 3,124 Americans who died from the virus on Wednesday. That was a record-setting day for the pandemic in the U.S., and it's not much better on Thursday and swinging in to the weekend. So questions abound. What happens? Hospital beds are filling up. What do we do? In fact, in the U.S., 15 million cases and climbing. In California, with stricter kind of lockdown rules, the California hospital beds are filling up. Doctors and nurses are worn out. You know what some of these doctors and nurses are doing? I'll give you some numbers that are staggering. Working 12 days in a row for 12 hours. When was the last time you remember being on your feet and working 12 hours for 12 straight days? It's daunting, isn't it? So with COVID-19 hospitalizations that shot up 72%, ICU admissions up to 69% over the past 14 days. Looking for extra healthcare workers from staffing agencies, requesting people come out of retirement. I mean, yeah, this is no joke, right? This is no joke. We know that. But those numbers are sad. Remember I said I started with a happy story for a reason in the very, very beginning of this. Because all the numbers I look around me are not happy numbers. And if you have a spare $549, you can get some AirPod Maxes. And what are the AirPod Maxes? It's Apple's really first crack at over-the-ear headphones, and they dropped this week. I mean, that's pretty expensive. It's double what some of the others are that are out there, noise-canceling headphones that are really, really very good and get good reviews. So it's kind of a gadget that's got a lot of technology inside. It kind of reminds, a lot of reviewers are saying it reminds them of the Dolby Dimensions, which had great sound of any over-the-ear headphones, but I'm wondering, I mean, how much amplification is it? Right? Is your head just... And maybe it is, but $549. I remember, and I'm not trying to date myself, but I do remember, I would have been on the tail end of this, when we had the Sonys that we would walk around with, the, you know, where you were playing your music and you had a disc, and you were playing your music and you had probably the cheap, you know, the headphones that you got from them, and there was none of this wireless AirBuds, AirPods Max. And I give the folks at Apple credit for one thing. They make so many products. I mean, talk about pumping out the products, a ton of them. There's always something new or some gadget that's incredible that's part of whatever the new thing is. Every year, the whole iPhone upgrades. Crazy how fast things change in the Apple world. wait, there's something new out? What? I need it. What are you talking about? And that's what it's like. I mean, Apple's like a carousel. It just keeps going round and round and round. And if you can lean in, you can jump on it. But can you lean in? All right, I mentioned Hanukkah at the top and what a celebration it is during this very dark times of the pandemic. Over 1.5 million, I already mentioned that, have died from COVID-19 and all of that, forcing Jewish folks to cancel their traditional celebrations in favor of something safer and virtual. And Hanukkah, if you don't know, it's the lighting of the menorah, each of the 8 nights of the holiday. So the lighting of the menorah is very symbolic, of course, and that's what it's about, every single day of Hanukkah and celebrating and what that means. And, of course, there's online celebrations, and it looks like a lot of people are doing the online celebration thing, which is very, very good. Honor the tradition, being careful with it, but still doing something because you can't gather in person. So it's next Hanukkah, next Christmas, next Turkey Day that people, I hope, that people feel more confident and can be together and it's not any kind of a super spreading event, right? Because nobody wants that. Nobody wants this either, and it scares me because of the time I've spent in Hawaii, but a surfer was attacked and killed by a shark in Hawaii, forcing the suspension of a surfing competition. The surfers are just so fearless, I think, of sharks. But anyway, what happened, it was at Honolulu Bay, and the victim died early on Wednesday evening. And what happens, a 56-year-old man from Lahaina, which is a city in West Maui, paddling out from the old ramp in the bay when it happened, and he was taken to the hospital, admitted for surgery after the attack, but they couldn't do anything about it. And the bite out of the surfboard would keep you out of the water. It was incredible. Large bite mark. Large. And it measures about 17 inches wide. Wow. So they stopped the World Surf League Women's Professional Surfing Competition, Maui Pro, because of that. And the surfer who died in the attack was a recreational surfer, wasn't involved in the competition. So sad. Ooh, terribly sad. Stay with us, everybody.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An expert panel of advisors voted Thursday to endorse granting an emergency use authorization to the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The panel's recommendation that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks for use in people 16 years and older goes to the FDA for a final decision. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that we'll still need to mask up and keep our distance even after receiving the vaccine. He tells CNN that we're not yet sure that immunization protects against infection.
We're not sure at this point that the vaccine protects you against getting infected. We know for sure it's very, very good, 94-95% in protecting you against clinically recognizable disease. But until you have virus that is so low in society, we as a nation need to continue to wear the mask, to keep the physical distance, to avoid crowds.
This is USA Radio News. In the wake of devastation from two major hurricanes last month, a caravan of Central American migrants is heading for the U.S. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump.
The federal government executed Brandon Bernard Thursday night by lethal injection at a federal prison in Indiana. Bernard was convicted of a 1999 double murder in Texas. Bernard's lawyers had asked for a stay of execution while they explored possible evidence in the case they believe was unconstitutionally withheld, but the Supreme Court declined to issue a stay of execution. Bernard became the ninth federal inmate to be executed this year, with four more scheduled through January. The Department of Justice resumed executions back in July after not executing an inmate since 2003. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Conversation off the air with our next guest, who is going to talk about something I think is so vital, and it's made me more aware of the way that I'm breathing, and I think this will help you too. I mean, everyone listening can do this. So joining us now in our virtual green room is Rasheem Northington, and he's written a book called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So you have an interesting background in this. Before you wrote this, tell us a little bit about what drove you in this direction, because of all the Chinese medicine you're familiar with, all the things that you've done in your background that led you to realize the importance of the diaphragm and what you actually learned from Kung Fu.
I'm sorry.
So tell us about your background. That's all right. Tell us about your background and how it led you to writing this book. One of them was, of course, Kung Fu and what you learned through Kung Fu. So tell us about that.
Okay. Yes, I trained in Kung Fu, Tao Tai Chi Kung, for many years since I was about early teens, mid-teens, I would say, and it involved a lot of breathing. Type of exercises, and breathing was stressed to be the key to having power in this art. So the stronger your breath was, the more power you can obtain. That was the main focus of the training, and everything was heavily based on breathing and the breath. And that contributed to me later on about the nature of the diaphragm involvement with the breath.
Because I think, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think that so many of us take shallow breaths. So you learned not to do that, right?
Right. In Qigong breathing, you are encouraged to take deep breaths, belly breaths, full conscious breaths, every breath you take in the training. And that's the key to developing power, the deepness of the breath.
Yeah. And, you know, when we look at the diaphragm, the importance of it, of a skeletal muscle, it's the only right skeletal muscle controlled by involuntary unconscious or voluntary conscious nervous system, right? So the, so it's really an interesting thing to talk about.
Correct. Because as the diaphragm is a skeletal muscle, which is supposed to be, like all other skeletal muscles are, a voluntarily controlled muscle. It's heavily controlled involuntarily, which is unique amongst all the other skeletal muscles in the body.
Yeah.
No,
I'm listening.
Now, that indicates how significant, important the function of the diaphragm is, the fact that even though we have voluntary control, the body actually dominates the control over our voluntary control in most cases.
Yeah, so when we look at this, why did you write the book? Because you realized how important it was with all the things that we've just said?
Oh, yes. The last thing my Kung Fu teacher told me before he passed away was, do 300 breaths a day, kid. His exact words. That stuck with me because I didn't truly understand what that meant. So I kept thinking about it. And I went back to the Kung Fu training and exercise that required breaths in order to help achieve power from that exercise. I began to realize that I wasn't as good as I used to be when I was younger, and I struggled to breathe to maintain those sort of those postural exercises. And I noticed in order for me to be better at it, my diaphragm had to work harder at it. And then it started to make me realize, in order for the breath to get stronger, so does the diaphragm must get stronger, because the diaphragm is what controls the flow of the breath. And as the diaphragm gets stronger, so the breath can be deeper from a stronger or more full contraction of the diaphragm that can really only be done voluntarily.
Wow, so fascinating. And in the book you talk, you go deep into this. You tell us things to do, things to be aware of, all of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you and I, when we talked off the air, what led you to say, okay, I should write this book because I see how important it is that, you know, kid, take 300 breaths a day. What really drove you to saying, I think I need to tell people more about this?
Because I think at the same time, after my teaching about breathing, it was never taught or explained in relation to the diaphragm's function specifically. I mean, it's mentioned that the diaphragm is a breathing muscle, but then it says breathe, and the diaphragm itself is not really included in that category. So what I started to attain is that if we look at breathing from the scope of the diaphragm's involvement, I think the understanding of breathing becomes a little easier. And it starts to make more sense that if breath can't happen without the diaphragm, in order for us to gauge how strong a breath is, should be gauged by the strength of your diaphragm. And then I think that quantifies everything. It makes everything understandable of why I can only breathe but so much, because that's the limit that my diaphragm has on it. And if I increase the limitations on my diaphragm, then I can increase the limits on my deep breathing or deep breath. And I think if everybody understands it from that regard, things would be more easily attainable due to a greater understanding of how breathing works, and that the breath is really specifically controlled by the function of the diaphragm. And breath cannot happen without that function.
Yes, so true. And we're speaking with Rasheem Northington. The name of the book is called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. I love the title, The Muscle Source of Life, because it is something I wasn't aware of until we had that conversation. I was, but I wasn't thinking about it. And I think that's what it is. We're kind of sleepwalking when it comes to breathing. Do you think so?
I think so as well. But the thing that's even more significant about the diaphragm's function, even though it's necessary for breathing, because the diaphragm is designed the way it is, upon breathing, it also does a whole lot more for the body than just breathing. Because breathing is not just the only thing we need for health and well-being. We also need a good circulation system. So not only does the diaphragm play a role in accessing oxygen and influencing the breath, it also is the key muscle to also stimulate healthy circulation in addition to oxygenating the body, which is also unlike any other muscle in the body because other muscles can have longer rest periods. The diaphragm does not have that luxury. The diaphragm must keep engaging, therefore keeps giving us the potential and option to continuously circulate the blood, independent of the other muscles in the body, which are very beneficial once they're engaged. But most of our lifestyle is sedentary. So in those sedentary sessions, like as in this whole conversation, the diaphragm becomes the major muscle source, in this case, for life and for circulation. That's very significant as well, not just for breathing, but blood return back to the heart, which gives the heart blood to pump back out to the rest of the body full of oxygen.
Yeah,
all in the diaphragm.
Yeah, the continuous flow of air, that oxygen that you're talking about, how critical of a component it is for the production of energy in the body, obviously, and to continuously have that flow of air, which is completely necessary, and is again what we're talking about. And how much better is your life improved? Which I think I'm answering my own question when you breathe correctly.
Oh. Well, they do say that abundant breath, abundant life.
Yeah.
Well, that's a saying I'm aware of. So the deeper you breathe, the more power you attain, the more you can in some way control your surroundings and help control your emotions. If you control your emotions, control your reactions to certain situations, you can also influence your own outcomes. So those are definitely beneficial things. And if you think words are powerful, along with deep breathing and powerful breathing and positive words, it could fruition just the way you want it to.
You know, and I'm thinking of you, Rasheem, that I know that you teach and you tutor a lot of subjects, math and science. So if I was in your class, would you make us take a deep breath, a real breath? I think that would be interesting.
I definitely would like to. The only thing is, you know, people, I mean, it'll just be suggestive, but, you know, people will still want to do what they want to do. But I definitely would also always mention and talk to them and just let them know that you have this voluntary option to take a full breath. Don't wait until you have to use it. Use it now so that you can prevent everything that happens to you so then it becomes a situation that you must now. Just do it for the sake of doing it, and then it won't seem like it's a job, and it won't seem like it's a stress or strain to get it done when you can't, when you need to.
Yeah.
So that's why I try to, you know, inform people of, you know, be aware of that, utilize it. There's a reason for that, and it just makes you feel better. And if you look on articles online, you can see that they explain how deep breathing always makes you feel better for whatever reason. It slows the heart rate down, it slows this down, it calms the nerve. Influences the parasympathetic nervous system. All of those calming, resting, digesting, recovery type of systems in the body. So we don't have to wait until anything drastic happens. We could always be trying to maintain that state all day long as we can remember and consciously be aware of that.
Yeah. Yep, 300 breaths a day. I love it. And the name of the book, The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem Northington, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. We definitely appreciate it.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic. And the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
By the Reverend Leo Kirkendall. He's written, actually, boy, he's written two volumes, but it's called The God of the Bible, Volume 1, Genesis through Isaiah. Then he takes you in another one, Jeremiah through Revelation. So think about that, 1,600 pages if you took both of them together. So, Reverend, wow, you've been busy. How long did it take to put actually both of these together?
It probably took at least 30 years. I had to write it down, and then they typed it, and then, of course, you'd have to, every year, you know, I'd go through the Bible, and every year you find a little bit more that you need to put in it, and finally I said, well, I'm going to put in here every place where the name of God appears, where Jesus appears, where angels appear, where the Holy Spirit appears, and so that is what it's got in these two volumes.
So let's talk about why you decided to tackle this. I mean, this is your life's work, so I get that, and that's what you've been doing for these decades. But why did you decide to put it together?
Well, just reading the Bible through every year, you know, I'm always amazed at the names of God and what the Bible says about God, his attributes. And so I just started writing them down as I came across them. And, of course, it kept adding and building and building until it developed into these two volumes.
What do you hope people take away from, let's say, reading Volume 1, if they start Genesis and through Isaiah? What do you hope they take away from going through this?
Well, Volume 1 has a little bit more in it than Volume 2 as far as extras. There's 5.5 pages on the names of Christ. His credentials as the Messiah, Christ, as you find him in every book of the Bible, like in Genesis, he'd be the seed of the woman, Exodus, the Passover lamb, and so on and so on. And then the attributes of God, and then, of course, the names of God, which I came up with 31 names of God. There might be even more, but I found 31.
Wow. And 31. Well, wait a second. We got to stop there. 31 names of God. So you think I can think of some off the top of my head. What do you think? What one do you think is unusual that people might not have heard? A couple of them.
Well, Jehovah, you know, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah the Sent Canoe and things like that. And there's a lot more of them in the Old Testament that the scholars never mentioned. They never, you know, they usually give about seven. But I found 31. So
wow.
There's a whole lot in it. And
So let me go down this road. So with the 31, I'm thinking of you, Reverend, sitting there, and you are, I mean, you're almost like a sleuth. You're almost like a biblical sleuth where you're looking, you're really looking through the text to try to find those clues. Is that what it was like?
Well, you know, I tell them there's things you'll never find unless you're looking for them. I found that through Bible study.
Yeah.
There's things you'll never find unless you're looking for them. I don't want to take up too much time talking about other books. But anyway, I was going through the book of Ephesians, and I saw something I'd never seen. And so I said, well, I'm going to see if this is throughout the book of Ephesians. And lo and behold, again and again, I found it through the book of Ephesians. And I've, you know, preached through the book of Ephesians. I've read it many times, but I'd never seen that. And so there's things you'll never find unless you're looking for them, and that's the way it is, some of these names of God and, of course, other things, too.
Yeah, and for most people, do you think that everybody, you know, there's so many different interpretations of the Bible, there's so many different ways of looking at some of the stories in the Bible, and for you, for somebody who's been in the pulpit for the length that you have you had to sort of change the way that you preach to people because of the different decades you've been through?
Well, I pastored a church. It was half premillennial and half amillennial, and that changed my preaching a little bit. Because, you know, I was used to just giving quoting scripture and go on, you know. And when I found these folks, you know, was pastoring them, I had to read that scripture. You know, I had to slow down enough to read the scripture to them and prove that what I was saying was true. So that kind of changed my preaching, you know. But well, you'll always discover things, you know. Sometimes you'll discover you was wrong on some things, and you'll change your mind on certain things, you know. As you study the Bible and as you grow, you'll find different things that you said, well, maybe this is the way it is instead of the way I was preaching it.
Of all the books in the Bible, the one that people interpret the most, I think, in different ways from a layman's point of view is Revelations. And a lot of people are talking about Revelations right now. Do you have people asking you a lot about that?
Not too awful many. You know, I preached through the book of Revelation about three times at the church where I'm at. And I've got quite a few, you know, I have end notes after every book of the Bible. I've got end notes. And after the book of the Revelation, I've got about 8 pages of end notes on the book of Revelation. And so, you know, that end notes kind of put a lot of things in there that you wouldn't normally just notice reading through it.
Yeah. And we talked about this, but as people, you know, people read it and it's 800 pages one, 800 pages the other. I mean, ultimately it'll take them a while to go through it. And as somebody who is what I call transformational, a life changer, trying to help people understand and walk through the world, what do you ultimately hope people take away?
Well, you know, the Bible is about God. It's about Jesus. It's about salvation. It's about the things of God. And it's a book that helps people to get ready for eternity, you know, to live with God one day after a while. You know, we're going to live with him when we're saved and born again. You know, folks, it's not, they won't. But folks is saved, they're going to live with him forever and ever. And so this is our time of preparation. It's our place to get ready to meet him and to live with him forever. So that's what I hope, that people will see God and see Christ like they've never seen him before.
There you go. That's a perfect place to end this. Reverend, where can people get both of your books?
PageTurner.us/bookstore. And when they get there, just put my name in, Leo Kirkendall, and those books will come up.
Perfect.
But if they put God, you know, if they put the God of the Bible, all the books on God will come up. So just tell them to put my name, Leo Kirkendall. That's PageTurner.us/bookstore, and then my name when they get there at that page.
All right, we got it. Rev, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for letting me come on. Hope you have a great day and a great Christmas, and I hope people will go out and buy these books and be blessed by them.
There you go. Thank you. All right, so I just, in talking to the Reverend, you think about that. You think of, wow, 800 pages. But it makes sense for, you know, 30 years going through that, and imagine that being your life's work and going through and looking for those clues. And I'm still stuck on that 31 different names, I think, 31 different names for God, and looking through the Bible, and especially the, you know, looking at the Old Testament. To me, that's just fascinating how he, through his eyes, how he came up with that. And again, the fact that you got 800 pages and then another one that's 800 pages. So as thorough can be. And what an interesting life the Reverend has led, because as he said, and which is why I asked the question, imagine the different evolutions of being preaching and the kinds of people that you're preaching to, and then you get all the way up to, as he said, was a little bit different, had to slow down, look at things a little bit differently when he got to a place where he was preaching with millennials to them and talking with them and how they look at things and how they view things. And as he said, things change and morph as you get older and you view things a little bit differently. And I think that's what's so fascinating about taking both of these volumes. And it would be like all of us in a much different way, having all of what we've done just written down just painstakingly. Here's this, all the way down through. And especially when you're talking about the Bible and the different interpretations. But like I said, and we talked about, because this has been his life's work, and the notes that he took and how he went through line by line and looked for various things that you don't see, that, you know, if you don't see, you got to really kind of open up your eyes and look for certain things. And he certainly did that. So thanks to all of you for joining us for this hour of the show. Go out and make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.